Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back, everybody, to the What We Said podcast, spooky edition. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm JC.
And
today we have...
Guys, Tyson looks prettier than me. I'm not joking at all. He's dressed up as me in drag.
And this is my calling in life. I think I am going to murder JC and then become her.
Oh.
Because I'm stunning.
The added homicide.
Ooh. He looks beautiful, you guys.
It was an actual jump scare walking into
the
studio.
I wish so bad I would have recorded you guys coming in because that was insane.
Like when you looked me in the eyes, I had a chill down my spine. I was like, that is JC.
It's just so hard being JC Jenner, you know? Like I get it. I get why Kendall copies you because it's so fun.
It's so fun. The green contacts are really taking it up another notch.
No, I'm never taking them out.
And the freckles. The freckles really...
My makeup artist ate. I'm sorry.
Yes, Jackie ate and left no crumbs.
Yes.
It looks amazing. Chelsea and I are in DIY homemade costumes this year that are falling apart as we speak. But we dressed up as cotton candy.
And we're shedding everywhere.
Yeah.
We decided to do an actual DIY costume this year that we had to put some effort into. Usually we like just go to like doll scale or something.
I respect
like
that. I respect costume. Not just, you know, wearing a leotard and a bunny ears.
And we were like, let's do something fun, you know, unpredictable, but still on theme. So we decided to do the cotton candy. And when we bought the stuff and the moment we sat down to actually start the project, we were like, no, this was a horrible idea.
This is going to take hours. So who knows annoying. If it's going to be ugly. But we were like, if it's ugly, kind of funny.
Yeah, right? No, it turned out so cute. I love it.
It turned out cute. It just is falling apart. Like there's the polyfill stuff is all over the studio that we're recording in currently.
They're falling off a little bit.
Yeah, the hat is dangerously close to falling off.
Yeah.
I feel like we look like as if JC took acid and like I'm JC and I took acid and then I look in the mirror and then I'm around and I'm like, what is happening? Why do I look like a drag queen? And like, why
we're like
are
a
you
fever
guys
dream.
Cotton candy?
Yeah. Yeah.
And honestly, with the lighting, it's giving a little spooky.
Ooh.
No, I feel like we're in a dream world. Like we're in Adventure Time or something.
Yeah.
We I'm are. Also feeling a little, the yin and yang is off.
What do you mean?
It's a lot of pink. Happening.
She's like, the vibes are off right now.
The brown hair. And
oh, yeah.
The blue
we both got
is
pink.
Way underrepresented right now.
True, 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 true. We're going to read your spooky stories today, guys. This
we're going to scare the crap out of you.
You guys already know
this. I thought we were reading funny stories.
Hope you're wearing your brown pants.
And I didn't know they were going to be scary. So stay very tuned.
No, it is terrifying. And people are either this is their favorite episode of the year or they're like, I love you guys, but I can't do this because it's scary.
How spooky are they going to get?
They've gotten spooky in the past.
I'm so scared.
But people replied when we were like, we're doing our spooky episode. People were like, I'm terrified already. Like, I already can't sleep. And I'm like, I know.
It's really scary.
If I'd ever listened to an episode before, I would know. But
no, that's what I was saying. You haven't been a listener till this
guys,
year.
I've turned into a valley girl. I have turned into the literal valley girl today.
Yes.
Today, you are true valley girl form. But do you like listening to the podcast?
Yes, no, I love it.
It's fun, huh?
It's the best part of my week. It's on Tuesdays, though I wish it was on Wednesdays.
Why?
Because, well, we said Wednesdays, and I want to be tied Tuesdays.
Oh, wow.
A true missed opportunity.
It's okay.
Maybe we can just flip Switch. One day.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm used to Wednesdays well. Now.
Okay.
I'm just kidding, but.
Wednesday for Wendy. You're giving Wendy. Remember when you, well, you're not, but remember Wendy? That photo yes. of you, the iconic photo of you, you've seen it, of
yes,
Tyson?
Yes, very terrifying.
Did you actually have red hair in that photo?
Yes. And unfortunately, yes. Y'all think red hair is trendy now. I tried the trend 5 years ago. It was not as successful.
You were too early.
I was way too early.
You were too early.
I'm a trendsetter.
But you know what? Like seeing the red hair with your complexion now, Chelsea's just taking selfies while we're speaking.
No, I was making sure my hat's not falling
okay.
out.
Cool.
What was I just saying? I
look gorgeous with red hair and I should dye my hair immediately. Yeah. And I guess what? I agree.
With your complexion, it's
But I think
giving.
I literally have to keep the contacts in.
Mm.
I'm obsessed.
And the freckles are giving as well.
Well, luckily I got those freckles. For real.
It just becomes me.
Literally.
I'm like, you need to change every aspect of yourself.
I'm down.
So you like spooky things. I feel like you don't get scared to watch spooky movies.
Yeah. No, I like a little spook here and there. You know, I like to feel things because I ain't feeling a lot these
like
days.
Like little drama in your life.
Ain't got no love. Ain't got no joy. Might as well be spooked. Am I right?
Mood.
Just me.
Halloween mood. Have you watched like any scary shows or movies lately?
Not really. Not scary, but I watched like Game of Thrones. That was kind of spooky, like Halloween vibes.
Uh-huh. Incest is always spooky.
Yeah, incest is always spooky.
Because you watched American Horror Story.
Yeah. That some seasons are too spooky for
okay.
me. No, does
that show.
Which one did you watch?
I don't know. I don't know because I had to turn it off because it was a few years ago, but I was like, oh, everyone loves this show.
Yeah.
And I turned it on and I'm like,
no, it's
this
spooky.
Is evil.
It's
like,
spooky. It's gory.
I am terrified.
Yeah. I haven't watched any. I need to watch Hocus Pocus 2. Have you guys seen it?
No.
I need to watch
We need
it.
To watch Hocus Pocus in general.
Yeah, true.
Obsessed.
Sisters!
I haven't seen any of the Hocus Pocus movies.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Oh,
Marnie? You haven't seen Marnie? Save Halloween Town?
No clue who that is.
From Calabar? No. Calabar's Revenge?
No.
You don't know who Calabar is?
Nothing.
Me thinking.
Evil guy? Do you know who Calabar is?
Of course. When he said Calabar, I was thinking Calabasas.
Calabar from Calabasas. You heard her here first. Wait, I'm shook. So we need to have a movie night. Because
I know.
A, Hocus Pocus is literally.
I can't believe you've never seen Hocus Pocus.
Everyone's always shocked. I've not seen anything.
On you.
If there's something you think I should see.
You haven't seen it.
Chances are I haven't seen
it. I'm usually like that too.
No culture.
Halloween Town.
Yeah. And I grew up with only PBS. I'll say it again.
PBS?
Yeah, PBS Kids.
What was on PBS?
Arthur,
Sesame Street. What'd you watch when you were like a teenager? Because like Halloween Town's like more like when you're like a preteen.
Yeah,
teen.
Halloween Town is like Disney Channel preteen.
Yeah, like
I've
Disney Channel original
Disney
movie.
Disney Channel.
What do you
so
mean?
You've never watched,
you never watched Hannah Montana?
Hannah Montana
you never
or
watched
That's the
Raven?
Raven?
Not unless
you never watched Phil the Future?
House.
You never watched Lizzie McGuire?
Not unless I was at my grandma's house or a friend's house. I didn't watch TV when I was a teenager. I had friends.
Well, I was closeted, bitch. So I was watching High School Musical and Halloween Town. Yeah, bye.
Just kidding.
Anyways, well, looks like you need to go to your grandma's house soon and watch Halloween Town.
No, literally.
Still has to go there.
Literally. Literally, her parents still won't let her watch Disney Channel.
Very much could find it on YouTube, probably pirated.
Oh, it's so good though. It really is. Okay, we're going to dive into your guys' stories.
I'm not going to be able to stop playing with my hair this whole episode.
No, me constantly with this hat because it is about to fall off my head.
Oh, I love being a girl.
We should have done a, I love being a girl. Honestly, I was just thinking about how fun it is to be a girl and how guys will never experience a lot of little things.
Let me tell you.
Girls do.
Shaving?
Yeah.
That was a journey. Talk about a spooky story.
Yeah.
Yes.
My nipple's bleeding off right now as we speak. They saw, I showed them. Guys, I nared my whole
because
body again.
Because he did nair.
Because I can't shave the whole body. My shower looked like a Wolverine was murdered. Okay? Talk about
so
spooky.
So you did the chest and everything too, though. That's like.
Chest, booty hole. Everything.
Why the booty
hole?
You're not showing your
Are you
butt.
Showing us your butthole?
Because is that not what this kind of filming is doing? No, because here's the thing. I was like, I don't want to be like bare everywhere else. And there's hairy booty hoe.
Okay. That makes
you
sense.
Know?
I see your
If I was going to be hairless everywhere else, might as well just full set.
You might as well.
I'm really scared of Nair. I've never used it, but it sounds terrible.
Here's the thing. I had good experiences until recently. As of late, I've gotten a few chemical burns.
That cannot
chemical
be good for
burns.
You.
No, it's
anything
not good
that
for
you like are just you just put it on. Is it like a lotion?
Your legs look so good.
Oh, thank you.
Literally, honestly, the calves are giving. The calves are calving.
Oh, so smooth. I like was always like, ooh, maybe I kind of like, I like Harry, whatever, blah, blah. I shave my legs and I'm like, no, I want to be a twink.
It feels good.
It feels nice.
Yeah.
And tan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So soft.
Oh, you got to spray tan, you said?
No, I self-tanned.
Start growing out though.
Ugh. Prickly AF, you're going to die. It is.
I'm terrified.
The spookiest thing yet. Oh, it's prickly.
Stay tuned. I'll report back.
And then you
got
to get laser.
I'll report back, Valley Girls.
Okay. We're going to get into your spooky stories. These are stories that you wrote in.
The scariest. You guys. BFFR. Be freaking for real, okay? If we get any of those like, oh, this has been circulating for years. This story's been on Twitter or Reddit for years. We're going to be mad at you guys.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard it before. I'm blocking you.
Be real. I don't want to be real.
Do you know about the story when someone said that it wasn't a spooky story, but it was like the craziest coincidence or something? I can't remember what episode it was for, but someone wrote in about how their baby was like taken from the hospital and was like switched at birth with someone else.
Sorry.
We were shook. We're like, this is the craziest story that's ever.
No, but the craziest part was that she noticed that her baby was switched in the hospital, but she
didn't
wanted
say
a girl
anything.
So bad that she didn't say anything.
Yeah, yeah. And
sorry.
No, but then
when the baby's cute, so like,
no, but then the person that wrote in, we were saying, we're like, there is no way this can be real. Like,
right.
And then the person that wrote in emailed and like, yeah, I have it. Like, I made it up. We're like, cool.
Honestly, I appreciate the made up for the good content because sometimes when I ask for good stories on mine, y'all suck. Y'all are boring as shit. Send me something spooky.
Yeah, make something up. Okay, I'm going to start. You guys are going to freak at the worst date I've ever been on. Something straight out of a true crime documentary.
Oh, no.
So I met this guy on Mutual while I was at college. He was my type. Tall, dark, and handsome. We hit things off on the first date. And so he asked me on a second. This date, he wanted to go to the mountains near my school for an overnight camping trip. I love camping, so I said yes.
Wait, this is on what date?
First
like the first date?
Never met him.
Oh, I'm so, so sorry.
She said, sorry. This is the second date.
As if that makes it better?
Well, she said we hit, you know, things hit off on the first date. So he asked me in a second. And this date, he was like, let's go on an overnight camping trip. I love camping. So I said, yes. Okay, go off, queen. But the night before, I got the worst feeling.
Wait, and then met at Mutual?
You know, on Mutual. You know what Mutual is?
Oh, no.
It's
like
a Mormon app.
Mormon dating app? I thought it was like at Mutual. I'm like, what? So you're 16?
No.
Still though, this is a Mormon story and you're going on an overnight camping trip on your second date?
Shames them.
True.
I'm like, whore. I can't believe you would do that.
Wow. It must be real easy. Awesome.
Slut shaming. Sorry, guys. I turned into a mean girl.
Cool. Says I'm mean.
No. I just mean me as a girl. I'm a mean girl.
Oh, so
you're
all girls are mean.
No, you're literally,
I'm giving
you think all girls
here.
Are mean.
Giving, what?
So you think all girls are mean. You're sexist.
Yeah, this is actually a political performative activism to bring awareness to how women suck and are very mean and should be nicer to men. Anyways, continue.
Please,
so back to the whore who's going camping on her second date.
When you're Andrew Tate. Awesome.
Okay, so she said yes. Gosh.
Yeah. Anyways, the first story. Okay.
She said yes.
But the night before, I got the worst feeling and made up some excuse as to why I could not go anymore. He got really angry and after he reacted like that, I ghosted him. Such a red flag. A few months went by and I never thought of him. Until I woke up one morning to a news article from my school of this girl who had been murdered on campus. And the suspect who was later found guilty was, you guessed it, the guy I met on YouTube.
No.
Apparently, he had been tied back to other mysterious deaths in the area of other girls my age. I truly feel to this day that if I went camping with him, I would not be alive. Moral of the story, listen to your gut when you get a bad vibe.
Moral of the story, do not go camping on the second date with someone you met on Mutual, mama.
Ooh.
I'm that shook.
That is so scary. Tyson. What is the scariest thing that's ever happened to you?
The scariest?
Like, do you have a ghost story?
Here's the thing.
Close
the Valley Girls
death?
Know.
What?
When the freaking drag queens tried to break into my apartment in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
The robbery. That was probably
Tyson,
like...
with the masks.
Yeah,
didn't they have masks on?
Yeah.
No.
That was probably the most, like, terrified I've ever been, like, in the moment. Because I was like, I literally have to call 911. Like, I think I need, like, a baseball bat to defend myself.
Yeah.
If you have no idea what I'm talking about, scroll back. I don't know what episode it's on, but... shocking.
That was an
iconic
episode.
Like, yeah, the most I've been, like...
genuinely terrified.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, I'm literally going to get murdered.
That is so scary.
Yeah. I feel like it takes a lot for me to get scared, though.
Yeah.
And it even takes a lot for me to, like, call the police.
You know what's so funny is Tyson, I've said it before.
Oh, no.
He is, like, he gives very scrappy energy. Like, I always feel No, to a point where it's like, I always feel safe around you because I feel like if someone was to like come at either of us, you would actually like kill them. Mess them up. Like,
no, 100%.
I've always felt that way around you. Even I was just talking to some friends about, we're talking about how they're going to New York and we're talking about the subways and stuff. And they were like, I've heard some like really scary stuff has happened on the subways. And then they're asking me about the last time I went to New York. Like, did I ride the subways? And I was like, sometimes, like we didn't for the most part, but I went with Tyson. And I was like, honestly, I was not scared at all because Tyson would literally just kill someone for me.
No, I'd mess someone up. Like, don't mess with my girls.
Yeah. Quick. You don't think twice. Yeah.
I don't really get scared a lot.
I'm like, you don't have thoughts.
Probably because life has given me a lot of trials and tribulations. Yeah. So, you know, you gotta be tough.
Yeah.
Thick skin.
But I also just feel like you have like no patience. Like the second someone would do something, you would be like, what the are you doing?
No,
like,
I'm sorry. I'll run you over. I'm just kidding. Allegedly.
You first. Allegedly.
Allegedly, I'll murder you. Anyways, next story, bitch.
What's your big three? You know?
A big three?
Yeah.
Your signs.
Jesus, Holy Ghost, and God above. What do you mean big three?
Your signs. Oh, like your sun, your moon, and your rising.
I'm a Cancer, Aquarius, Libra.
You're Libra rising?
I mean, yeah, Libra. Libra is like the teeter-totter.
Yes.
Yeah, that.
The teeter-totter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Indecisive, emotional, crazy.
Wait, sorry. What
creative.
Was your moon?
Aquarius. Yeah.
Just kidding. I know nothing about
I don't know anything about that. That's why I'm a Cancer rising.
Aw, sisters. Are you a Cancer rising?
No, I'm the same rising as you. Oh. I just said that.
Sorry, I forgot. Anyways, one time.
A diva now.
I'm telling you, I turn into a bitch when I put on a wig. Ooh.
He is channeling scary energy right now.
Yes.
Okay, go, Chelsea. I'm ready.
One time, my sister, cousin, and I were walking out in our neighborhood when we were middle school age. Cars don't really drive around often, and my hat moved.
No, Chelsea, the whole time. And I think we might have to ditch the hats because every time I talk, it's going sliding further and further to the back. It's not a vibe.
As if it was a fucking unicorn.
Oh, no.
I need to like talk more girly in this.
Okay.
The hats might have to go.
Should I just do this last story with the hats, then we might take it off?
Do this story with the hat and then we'll take it off.
Okay. Yeah.
So we got a sister, a cousin, another girl.
Yes.
Okay. Walking down the street.
They're middle school age. So what, 12? Cars don't really drive around often in the neighborhood, so it is pretty quiet. So we were walking around when we spotted some woods and wanted to go explore. We went into the woods and went very far back. We started to feel a bit weird and like someone was watching us. When we looked in a certain direction, we saw this older man staring at us and it freaked us out. Well, yeah, you're in
Duh.
The woods.
Why'd you walk very far back?
She's like, just a man in the woods.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, we instantly started sprinting to get out of the woods and the man started chasing us.
Cool.
My cousin threw a stick to try and make it seem like we went another direction.
Threw a
That's
stick.
So smart, actually. Like, for the noise.
I'm sure he's watching you as he's chasing you. Just
look that way.
And
look
make it there. Seem like we went another direction, which delayed him for a moment. Thankfully, we made it out of the woods, but he kept following us. We started walking quickly and came across other people in the neighborhood. We turned around and saw he started to head back to the woods once he saw other neighbors. That was a terrifying experience that we all still talk about.
Literally a gremlin in the woods?
Literally.
Where'd he come from? But here's the thing. Don't walk in the woods by yourself then.
Yeah.
You were asking for it.
Oh, Tyson, not like the 12. Asking for it again. Every time.
Every
time. We have to do damage
Always
control.
Every story, I'm like, you deserved it. No, but I'm like, okay, your 12-year-old girl is walking alone in the woods. Have you ever seen a movie?
But here's the thing. Why do we have to live in a world where that's, but, you know.
We don't have to. I'm just being realistic.
I know. But, you know, we should be able to walk around nature and enjoy it without getting,
that
being worried
true.
That we will get killed.
That is true. I'm going to have to be careful when I'm getting gas after this because they might confuse me for a woman and try and kidnap me.
Literally. They will be sorry. They will be very
Move,
sorry.
Bitch.
Wait, that just reminded me of that vine where he like dressed up like half-heartedly as a girl. And he like walks around. He's like, I dressed up like a woman to see what it's like.
By me
that
today.
One? You remember that?
No.
One? His makeup's like not really good.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I walked around as a woman to see what they go through every day. He's like, I learned that women get called gay a lot.
Bye.
Oh.
Literally so obviously a guy.
Because he's so obviously a guy.
I'm dead.
You don't know that by.
No. Mm-hmm. Show me. Send me a link.
Wow.
That is so funny. Okay. Should I take this hat off?
Yeah.
It's
Jesus
time.
Answered that.
It's time. Okay. When my dad worked in news in the 90s as a videographer and editor, he was assigned a story on Halloween. They were doing a ghost hunter story where they followed around a guy who could find ghosts based on the temperatures over graves, etc. My dad very much did not believe any of it and thought that the guy was kind of a whack. At one cemetery they went to, the guy said that sometimes people could hear a voice over one grave. Again, my dad couldn't hear anything and truly did not believe it, but kept the camera rolling since he needed to for work. When he got back to the news station, he was watching the tapes and he could hear the voice.
Good vibe.
He says it sounded like a woman with a muffled voice as if she was in a box saying, "Let me out."
That is not okay.
He, of course, told me this story for the first time in that cemetery at night just to spook me out. All that to say, we may question how real some of this stuff is, but it just comes back to haunt us, LOL.
It's always the doubters.
Great. I'm such a doubter with stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, right.
That's like always the one in the haunted movies that the girl that's walking out, everyone's like, "I'm so scared." She's like, "Oh my gosh, whatever." Then she goes upstairs.
Yeah,
like
murders her.
Where is Sarah?
Yeah. Right. Oh, no. It's like in Final Destination. The doubter is always one of the person that get killed. That gets killed.
I believe in you, ghost.
I believe in you.
Terrifying.
I work as a night shift nurse at the hospital. One night after midnight, I'm walking down the unit when I hear a phone dialing in an empty room. The phone is dialing a number and calling on speakerphone. No one answers. It goes to voicemail and it does this over and over again. I ask another nurse to come and listen and make sure I'm not going crazy. It still continued and the only way to stop it was to disconnect the phone line from the wall. It sent shivers down my spine, let me tell you.
Bye.
Ew. Any job at night?
Anything in the hospital?
Yeah.
I feel like
in the daytime.
Yeah, even in the daytime, I'm spooked.
The leaves are fallen. The days are shorter. The air's a little crisper. I don't know if you guys have noticed wherever you live, but it's been the fall vibes, the fall spirit it's arrived. And we love that. And Macy's Friends and Family Sale has everything you need to make the season cozier and get prepped for the holidays. I've already said I ordered some UGG slippers, like the UGG platform. What are they called? The ones that you're wearing, but platform? Van Zam slippers or something. You know, the ones that are very popular. This year, they've got tons of UGG slipper options, tons of boots. Like, Macy's has literally got everything. And from October 24th to the 31st, so it's a quick little window, you can get 30% off regular, sale, and clearance items, plus 15% off beauty. And I'm telling you, they have so much stuff. So if you're looking to restock on anything, get any new cozy fall stuff online, whatever, you're wanting to do some online shopping, definitely check it out.
Or if you want to be, you know, extra prepared for the holidays, you can get some shopping done and get some Christmas presents or some, you know, gifts at a price that feels right for the holiday season.
Definitely.
Also, their beauty is unmatched. Okay. So if you want like a new beauty blender, I know for a fact mine probably had like literally green mold on it or something. I got a new beauty blender from there. They have like brow gel, foundation. You know, if you want to mix it up, feeling a little paler in the winter months as I do. I have to switch up my foundation. So check out Macy's.com. That's 30% off pretty much everything from the latest trends in clothing, shoes, and handbags to even home decor. So go check out Macy's.com. That's Macy's.com.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. You know, sometimes it's easy to just get stuck, honestly, in a spiral, in a negative headspace, just focusing on problems in your life instead of solutions. And there are some times when that situation could go better with a simple switch of a mindset. And a therapist can really help you become a better problem solver and just make it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or small. Because honestly, when you're in a headspace where you're just unhappy or you're struggling in any capacity, it affects every area of your life. And it does make it hard to just reach any type of goal, honestly, that you want to reach. It affects your relationships. It affects your, obviously, just your own mental health and your mindset, and also your goals and things you want to get done in life.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's really convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. You can get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey and switch therapists at any time. Therapy has really been a game changer for me. I feel like I find myself pretty much always feeling better after the session, but then you also have these tools that you can use in the future to solve problems on your own, which is a great bonus. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/whatwesaid today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
Okay, buckle up for this one. When I was 11, my family and I had just moved to a new house. So my parents left me home alone for a few weeks. Oh, hours. Sorry.
I'm like, Kevin!
Literally 11 years old. home alone for a few hours while they went to dinner with our neighbors. Side note, it was the week before Halloween. I was just minding my own business watching TV when suddenly the power went out. I didn't have a phone at the time, so I shuffled around my pitch black empty house trying to look for my laptop. I finally found it, but there was no Wi-Fi to text my parents. My first thought was to go to a neighbor's house, but since most of them were at dinner with my parents, I went to the one we had not met yet. I walked outside my house and all the streetlights and other houses had no light, so I used my computer as a light to find their house. It was a full moon and I heard coyotes howling. I know, seriously creepy. When I got to their doorstep, I heard a scream from the back of the house. My silly little self decided to knock anyway.
My silly little self.
The door opened and there was no one there until a woman stepped out from the door and I asked her if I could use her phone to call my parents. She said yes and invited me inside. Her house was decked out with Halloween decorations, so I complimented them, but she looked a little confused and asked, "What decorations?" She brought me to her kitchen where she had an old telephone sitting on the counter. I dialed my parents' number, but there was no ringtone until I started hearing classical music through the phone. I hung up and turned behind me to ask the woman for help, but she was not there. I tried calling them again, but the same thing happened, except when I hung up, the music kept playing, and then another song started playing from somewhere else in the house, and then another, and then another. I heard the scream again, and I finally gave up, took my laptop and ran out of the house and back to mine. But when I got home, the phone I had just used was on my doorstep. This cannot be real.
This cannot be real, ma'am. Ma'am.
I don't believe this. You
made
this
up. You made this up. Absolutely not.
This is insane if it's real.
Absolutely not.
Okay, but when I got home, the phone I had just used was on my doorstep. Your girl was so shocked. I heard a car coming and it happened to be my parents, so I threw the phone onto the driveway so they would run it over.
Please.
By far the scariest and weirdest experience of my life, and the neighbors moved away that November.
Mama, this is I appreciate the work you put into that one, but I ain't believing shit.
This is not a creative writing class.
If that's real, that's the scariest thing.
We're just invalidating her. She's like, cool, I am crazy.
Could have ever happened to you. Mm-hmm. That's a scary movie.
No.
I'm sure.
It's giving very much ghost energy.
Yeah.
It's giving serial killer.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, how did the phone
you
get there?
You just shedding.
Oh, shiz. Guys, the cotton polyfill
is coming
off
everywhere.
I know.
This costume
everywhere.
Is many, many things.
Yeah. I wish it was made of actual cotton candy. I'd take a bite.
Ooh.
It's kind I'm of a lesbian.
Cloud. You know, it's a cloud, yeah, cotton candy, Little Bo
yes,
Peep.
Yes, cloud, yeah. Little Bo Peep.
And a storm is a brewing.
Yeah.
We're all of them just
we're also giving sheepdog a little bit. Or sheep.
Aww.
A sheep that hasn't been, what's it called?
Sheared?
Sheared.
Sheared in a hot minute.
You're an unsheared sheep.
Yes.
Love that.
Okay. When I was in middle school, my mom and stepdad took me and my brother to visit our uncle and his family in Oregon. My uncle's daughter, our cousin, was 3 at the time. The night we arrived, we got in super late and everyone was already asleep. This house was new to my uncle and his family and was super old. Like library built into the living room old. I was told my bed was in the 3-year-old's room, an air mattress on the floor, already sus, and she was already asleep. As I'm laying there with my eyes closed, I start hearing someone walking down the hardwood hallway. I kept hearing footsteps thudding on the hardwood and a squeak every time they turned around at the end of the hall. Then I realized I started to hear what sounded like boot spurs with every step. I started panicking because no one in the house had boots with spurs. As I'm laying there listening to the footsteps, I heard them stop at the door, which was open, by the way. I looked up to see if someone was standing at the door. I saw nothing. As I went to lay back down, I felt someone grab my ankles and run its hands up my legs. I kicked as hard as I could, thinking someone was in there with me and my cousin. I didn't feel anything when I kicked and ran out of the room to go tell my mom. The next morning, my uncle asked me about it because my mom told him what had happened. Once I told the story to him, he said, "That's wild because Maddie, the 3-year-old, is always saying there are monsters in her room and we have never believed her."
Bye.
I have legit refused to visit that house since and will never go there again.
No. Absolutely not. Do you believe in ghosts and like spirits being in rooms and stuff? Yeah.
Here's the thing that I'm learning. I'm not even spooked so far. I'm confused how all of you guys have such good like writing skills. Like, I must have not paid attention to English. You use so many adjectives. Yeah. And like the boots with the spurs. Our girl, how you know what that is?
Boots with the spurs.
With the spurs. The whole room was haunted. No, I'm shook. No, I'm just literally. Like, wow, you're so descriptive. Yeah. I would have been like, oh my gosh, a guy walked down the hallway and I heard a noise and it click, click, clack. And then my cousin and then he touched my leg. And they'd be like, what? Literally, what happened? They're like, click, and then at 3:01 p.m. precisely, I heard a faint noise that gradually got noisier.
No.
I'm shook.
I know. Actually, the Valley Girls are smart. That's what you learn.
Valley Girls are smart. We love them.
Okay. I used to work in a senior's home. I worked night shifts in the dementia unit.
No.
Anyway, one night around 3 a.m., 3 a.m. is devil's hour. Did you know that?
No.
If you ever wake up at 3 a.m., like...
It's because the devil made me do
every
it.
Night. Mm-hmm. When that's when I end up ordering Taco Bell. And now I know why. Because Satan wants me to get fat.
When the devil's the one bringing you your Postmates.
Okay. What's happening? Okay. She works in the dementia unit. 3 a.m. I hear slow shuffling coming from down the hall and headed toward the nursing station where I was. I could see in the mirror that there was a shadowy figure approaching me. It was one of the residents, and she was stark naked with a terrified look on her face. She said, "There is a man in my room that will not leave. He said his name is Bo." Although absolutely terrifying, this was normal behavior for a dementia unit. Thinking nothing of this, I helped her back to her room, got her clothed, and back into bed. In the morning, we were doing nursing reports, and I told everyone how this resident was restless during the night because she insisted there was a man that did not leave her room.
No.
One of the nurses looked very intrigued and said, "That's weird. The resident that was in that room before her was a man." I asked the nurse what his name was, and she said, "Bo." Anyway, I switched to day shifts after that, LOL.
I just got chills.
I got chills too.
I feel like especially right after someone dies, like their energy, like it's brewing.
I might be wrong on this. I'm not a scientist, but I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that like energy, like
We're not really trusting your conspiracy theories these days.
No, this is a conspiracy theory. That like literally like it's been scientifically proven that like your energy, like your soul, it's like goes beyond your body. So that's why they say like you can say like, oh, someone has really bad vibes. It's like that's scientifically proven that like your aura like extends from your body. They've been able to like whatever. I don't know. Like I said, not
your
a scientist.
Frequency.
Yeah. And like scientifically, energy, all the energy like in the world like cannot be created or destroyed.
Yeah.
Like energy is just energy. It's just like always there. So it's like, well, if they prove that we have energy and energy can't be destroyed, then it's like when you die, it's like your energy is like still there. So whether you believe in like souls or science or astrology or God or whatever, it's like, I'm pretty sure that's like proven that it's like, it can't be destroyed. So it's like, where does it go?
It's kind of comforting to know that if someone, I don't know, like, I feel like that would make the loss of someone a little bit comforting.
Totally.
To be like, their soul still lives on and their energy is still around
me. Well, that's why I feel like people say like, oh, like that light flickers and like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, I always know that's my grandma or whatever, blah, blah. I'm like, that makes so much sense.
True. A beautiful ending to a terrifying ghost story.
The scariest part was the old naked lady.
Yeah, yeah. Again, shaming women. Okay.
The never-ending shame.
Shaming old people. I'm so sorry. I'm going to be the ugliest old lady. I know it.
Old lady. He's saying everything as me, and then he looks at me and he's like, he is getting spooky.
Ooh.
He's like, I'm going to be so ugly when I'm old, and looks at me.
He's like, red hair does not age well.
Awesome.
Sorry about it.
Tell that to my grandma. She is stunning.
She is stunning.
It's true. Okay. Hey, ladies. Love the pod. I listen every Tuesday morning on my way to school. Anywho, here's my story. Literally an exact year ago, I was listening to your annual Spooky Scary Stories episode. It was around 11 o'clock at night, and I had just finished the episode in my room. I went upstairs to get ready for bed, and when I was in my bathroom, I heard a man laugh. My dad was at work, and my mom was asleep with her TV off, so I was making this up. Was I spooked out from the stories I had just heard? I opened the bathroom door and started looking around. I went into my parents' bedroom, and my mom was out just snoring away. I walked out and heard the laugh again coming from the spare bedroom. I turned the lights on and started looking around for an intruder. When I couldn't find anything, I turned the lights off so that I could look outside. And there was a man literally peeping into my house.
Sorry.
911 was called, and they caught him a few houses down from mine peeping into someone else's window. I live in a rural little town, and everyone just keeps their blinds open and doors unlocked 24/7. Well, not anymore. Always keep the blinds closed.
I was expecting that to be like, oh, it was a ghost. No, there was someone really there.
Oh, a man was there.
Watching her and laughing because she heard laughing.
Men are trash.
They are.
Disgusting.
If there's one thing.
Oh. If there's one thing I've learned as my 2 hours of being a woman is that men are disgusting and they are trash. You. And they will objectify us at any cost.
It's literally.
Unless you're gay.
Okay. Back when my son was 2, he's 8 now, we lived in what we now call our haunted house era.
Awesome.
As soon as we moved in, weird things started happening. Walking noises, opened doors, unexplained noises. As a former non-believer of ghosts, I brushed it all off until my sweet 2-year-old started to talk about the man. My 2-year-old, who could barely string sentences together, started telling us every morning the man came to his crib to hold him at night and tell him and tell him, shh, awesome. These stories started to freak us out, so I told my son to finally just tell the man to go away next time.
Leaves it up to the 2-year-old.
Just like, so I put the burden on his back. Y'all, the next morning, my son wakes up and his precious smile, with his precious smile, and says, the man is mad at you. I nearly jumped out of my skin. Trying to keep it cool with my son, I told him it was all okay and started to research ghost purging methods. That same day, I put my son down for his nap. He and I are the only ones home. Then suddenly, I hear a door upstairs slam shut. I started running upstairs when I hear a huge bang to the ground. I finally make it to my son's room, where he's on the ground having fallen from his crib. I grab him and we rush to the ER as fast as possible. After a whirlwind of a horrible day, my son had a broken wrist that was casted up and we headed home. Finally getting to breathe for a minute, I asked my son why he would climb out of the crib.
Stop.
He had never done it before. And he looked at me and simply said, the man said jump. Dread literally filled my whole body. I immediately called the spiritualist I had researched earlier, and she came and performed energy cleanses and blessings over the whole house, demanding the spirit to leave. The crazy thing is, we never heard a single odd noise again, and the man was never mentioned by my son either.
I am so sorry.
No, I have chills. I cannot even fathom.
I'm terrified. Wait.
That's a weird movie.
I think it was Heather Goodman who just posted on her stories, like, creepiest, like, tell me the creepiest thing your kid has ever said. Some of them were terrifying.
No.
Just like kids just like mentioning things that are just.
Because they think they, you know, horrifying. They're close to the other side.
Yes.
They just came from it.
Wait, you want to hear something sweet? One time when Carter was a baby, like probably like this, like 2 or something. He pointed to a picture of Jesus at our house and said something about how he's so nice and he helps everybody.
Bye.
No. Isn't that so cute?
Wait, I was gonna say,
I'm going to the Mormon church again. I believe it.
Literally, we just went to, I was watching. I went to go listen to my sister give a talk, and we were in the foyer, and literally Kay starts going like this. There's like a picture of like all these people, and Jesus was in the middle.
Wait, sorry, I missed the first part.
We were in the foyer of a Mormon church.
Oh, okay.
And
catch up, bitch.
Sorry, I was looking at my phone.
It was a photo. I don't even know what it was, but Jesus was in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And it's like supposed to be the most realistic, like, photo of Jesus that they have or whatever. And Case starts pointing, like going like this. And Case does not talk, obviously. But like there was all these people and he goes like this, like waving and going like this, pointing at Jesus. And Nick was like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Turns into a Christian podcast.
Yeah. I'm like, anyway, God is real.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Whenever you get spooked, just know that Jesus is there for you.
That is shocking.
Kids will be kids.
Stop. Taking a quick ad break to talk about Best Fiends, baby. A free to download, fun, casual mobile puzzle game.
Someone commented on one of my latest photos or something and said that they're in their Best Fiends era.
Really?
I love to see it.
It is so fun and just nice to give your brain a little workout, you know, when you play a couple rounds of Best Fiends. You can level up really fast, which is very satisfying. So if you have a little free time and you want to bring a smile to your face, Best Fiends is the way to go. It's a puzzle adventure game that you won't be able to put down. You can also play on the plane or somewhere where you don't have Wi-Fi, which is really nice. Say you go to you're waiting for an appointment. You're in the waiting room. They don't have great service. They don't have free Wi-Fi. Get your Best Fiends out.
On a road trip, on a plane. Also, it's super easy to just like get to a higher level. I literally think I got to level 80 within like, you know, one sitting of me playing the game and hanging out. And it always feels just accomplishing to get, you know, to a new level. Also, the little like characters are so cute. There's little slugs and it's just a fun, cute little moment. You know what I mean? Best Fiends is a free to download mobile puzzle game with thousands of exciting levels for new adventures and challenges every time you play. There are dozens of unique fiends to collect so you can customize your team of fiends to defeat the menacing slugs. You have earned your fun time, guys. Go to the App Store or Google Play to download Best Fiends for free. Plus, earn even more with $5 worth of in-game rewards when you reach level 5. That is friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Taking a quick break to talk about Steve Madden. I have been wearing these loafers for probably like 6 months straight, and I am obsessed with them and I get asked about them all the time, and they are the best loafers. They're like platform black. They go with every outfit, and they're Steve Madden. And now Steve Madden also just launched apparel. So I actually just got this really cute like houndstooth button-up vest, and it comes with like matching pants. And I wore them out to dinner the other night, like on a little date, and got some compliments on the vest because it's just so cute. And they also have a lot of different shirts, bottoms. I also got this little plaid skirt that I feel like, first of all, matches my three words and just looks absolutely adorable.
They have really cute blazers. Like they have some good black blazers, which I feel like is a staple. They have a few different ones. And then they also have a really cute kind of brownish one with like different color pockets that I think is super cute. It's called the Kelly Blazer, in case you guys are interested in checking it out.
They also have really cute bags. Me and JC both have a bag that we, I think, wore in our Valley Girl shoot as well.
Yeah.
You have a pink one. I have a black one.
Mm-hmm. They have really, really cute stuff right now. Apparel, shoes, accessories. They really got it all. They also have like jewelry, watches. They have some key trends for fall apparel, like patchwork denim, bras, corsets, oversized like suits, shackets, puffers. I love a puffer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never not going to love a puffer during the fall and winter season. But they also, of course, have their shoes as well, like their over-the-knee boots. They have booties. They have loafers, like Chelsea said. They have tons of good staples for this season. If you guys are interested, you can now get ready for any occasion in head-to-toe Steve Madden. So use code WHATWESAID20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. Visit www.stevemadden.com. Use code WHATWESAID20 for 20% off your next purchase. Promo code excludes pre-order items.
So I am a believer of ghosts and have and always have been, but never truly experienced something where I physically saw a ghost in front of me until last October. Also, just to preface this for the story, I do not have a history of lucid dreaming or anything like that. So I'm not sure if that's what happened to me, but with the shrug.
Thanks for the preface, honestly.
Okay, so I woke up in the middle of the night and I was facing the wall and my boyfriend was laying on his back. I went to flip over in his direction. And when I started turning, there was a figure in a white cloak fitted so you could tell it was fitting a human-like figure. It had black eye holes cut out, but I couldn't see any eyes, just black holes. When I turned towards my boyfriend, the figure turned its head towards me at the same time. I was sitting on the edge of the bed next to my boyfriend, kind of like if you had one leg sitting up on the bed and one hanging off, if that makes sense.
The ghost is just hanging there like that.
Yeah, literally.
Wait, that's the figure or that's her?
The figure.
Oh,
it was sitting on the edge of the bed next to my boyfriend, kind of like if you had one leg sitting on the bed and one hanging off.
Okay.
I was completely shook to my core. I tried to say my boyfriend's name, but nothing was coming out of my mouth.
Oh, no.
But I must have tapped him hard enough to wake him up, because once he woke up, it disappeared. I was so scared. I was trembling, and I was scared to even talk about it in that moment. Later, I asked him, "Did you see that?" And he said, "See what?" And to this day, I swear up and down, I witnessed a ghost for the first time. And when I tell this story, my family thinks it's hilarious. One of the scariest things to ever happen to me. And everyone I tell thinks I was just seeing things. Hope you guys are doing well. And I can't wait to listen to this episode. It is my favorite.
Oh, that is beyond.
Here's the thing. Have you guys ever lucid dreamed?
No.
No.
Oh, I've had one experience. And it was literally the most terrifying thing ever. Like, I think it was because, like, I've actually had lucid dreams a few times, but it's only ever happened to me when I like have like a big weekend. Like if I like drink like a little too much for like 3 days in a row, then like Monday, it's like the scaries are there. And like I just have nightmares. Oh. And one time I literally full on like thought I was like getting murdered. Like I thought it was so real and intense. And like I couldn't tell the boundary between like if I was asleep or if I was awake. And like I woke up, I thought I woke up. And then I saw like a shadow in my door, like facing like my bedroom, that like as if there was a light on behind the person. So it was just the shadow. And then like as I woke up and looked at them, they literally leaped towards me and started like choking me. And like I full on was like I think I was actually probably like gagging like in my dream. Like I literally full on, like I thought it was so real.
Oh.
And then I couldn't tell if I was asleep or awake. And then finally I kind of come to, and I still, when I was awake, could not tell if I was awake or asleep. Like that's how real it felt before, that I was like so scared, like got up, checked, made sure my door was locked, like was so confused, like was in such a daze. And then I fell back asleep and it turned back on. Like as it was as if I thought I was in a dream. Then I finally went back to bed and I couldn't, literally the lines between reality were so blurred. It was so terrifying.
Did you wake up like sweating?
Yes. And like literally in a panic. And then eventually I just didn't go back to bed. Like it was like 3 a.m. The devil's hour. It was true. No, but literally like, I think I just turned on like Housewives and stayed up because I was like so scared to fall back asleep.
Oh,
like I could not do it.
Oh my gosh. No, I've never done that. And I hope to never
yeah,
do that.
So,
do you sleep
absolutely.
On your back?
No, I sleep like a freaking Jenga configuring. I don't even know. Back, side, front. Yep. The foot's over here.
Okay. I was going to say, if you sleep on your back.
Is that good?
You're welcoming the demons.
Cool. When you want to have good skin, welcomes yeah. the demons. Because I've been trying to train myself to sleep
but
on my back.
You got to cross your arms over your chest so you
to welcome the demons.
Yourself.
No, to ward
yourself.
Them off.
I'm supposed to look like a freaking in my coffin.
That's what they say.
That's what they said. Interesting. Okay.
I made that up. I don't know if that's what the cross in your arms.
Oh, heard.
Okay, my aunt was about 10 years old at the time. She was riding her bike home from school when she realized this car, a tan bug. Remember bugs? Like the car.
What's that color?
I wanted one so bad when I was younger. Okay, had been following her for a minute. Usually we'd panic nowadays, but back then kidnappings were unheard of. So she kept going and realized that this car is still behind her and going slow to make sure he stays with her. She's getting closer to her house now and starts pedaling a bit faster. She turns the corner and he does not follow, so she was relieved. She kept pedaling up the last big hill to get to her house and she turned the corner to her street and he's sitting there watching. She pedals as fast as she can to her house and sprints into the living room to look out the window. The man is looking side to side for her.
Stop.
Then later that week, she was watching the news and she realized she was being followed by one of the most infamous serial killers to date, Ted Bundy.
You are lying.
So many Ted
Here's the thing.
Bundy
I was going to say, so many people, it's like a Utah staple, like that everyone has like an accident or like an almost run-in with Ted Bundy.
I am terrified. What did Ted Bundy do? I don't really know much about him. I just know he was like a murderer. But what did he like target
killer.
Like women?
Yeah.
Yes. He was like kind of known for being good looking and
charming.
Oh,
yes.
So
he would
like pretend to have like a broken leg.
Right.
Can you help me? And like, yeah, he had a gold bug.
Goodbye. It's the same thing with freaking Jeffrey Dahmer or whatever his name is.
Did you watch that?
Here's the thing.
I refuse.
Did you watch it?
No.
Here's the thing. I thought it wasn't going to be that scary. And so I like turned it on. Like I'm caught up on all my shows. And here's the thing. Y'all need to stop. Everyone keeps saying I look like him on my TikToks because I wear those freaking Gucci sunglasses. I'm like, come on, they're Gucci 70 vibes. Let me wear them. Anyways, so I like started it. I didn't know he was gay. I didn't know all of his, like, the people he murdered
yeah.
was gay.
Yeah.
And so it made me very uncomfortable. Like I feel like I can normally handle like murder shows or whatever, like when it's not about me.
You're saying because yeah. it like.
It just like gave me the creeps. Like he like,
close to home.
Like literally episode one, he hits on the guy at the bar and then he like takes him home with him and he's like telling him that he wants to take photos of him because he's a photographer and then literally he eats their hearts and like stuffs them
in okay.
boxes.
Here's the thing.
I literally couldn't even get to the first episode.
No.
Like it was so
It's when
sad.
It's like too close to home where it's
yeah.
like you almost can't not picture.
Yeah, it's
your
like
own.
I've been in that situation.
Yes.
So I'm like
yes.
That's how I felt.
I'm
after.
Never going home with someone again.
Yes. No. That's how I felt after I had Case. I'm like, I could not even listen to true crime at all. Because
well,
I'm just like,
it's like imagine dating these days.
Yeah.
Like, how do you know that the person's literally not a serial killer?
Do a background check. We're on a background
no, that
check.
Is not okay.
Not good.
And also people, here's the thing though, on TikTok, I've seen some stuff where people like, dress up kind of like Jeffrey Dahmer and like
yeah,
do stuff
yeah,
and I'm
I
like
saw that.
But I'm like
no.
Let's
stop,
not
like,
glamorize fetish
well,
like
the
no.
scariest part was is this girl's probably I don't know if she's still alive literally probably traumatized his neighbor like he lived in an apartment his neighbor called the cops multiple times and was like I hear noises I hear screams like the smell is so bad like because the bodies were just decaying in his
Ew.
Apartment and she was like I know like whatever blah blah blah, blah. And then they go and they find literally like 19 bodies like shoved in like barrels of like acid. And she's like, I literally told you all the time. But it was in like, I think it was in like a poor like community, like mostly like black. And so like back then they just like literally didn't care. They didn't give her the time of day. And she's like, cool.
Ew.
I'm like, she's probably literally traumatized for life.
Oh, 100%.
For freaking life. Are you kidding me?
So
to
gross.
Know that that's going on just like next door to you? Absolutely
I'm like,
not.
Just don't kill people.
Simple solution.
Simple solution. Don't be a serial killer.
My gosh.
My story starts with me going to get gas on a Monday morning. Kind of like
JC's nightmare.
Today. I was on my way to school and took a pit stop at a gas station along the way. As soon as I pulled in, I noticed a somewhat sketchy sedan in front of me, but noticed the man was finishing pumping his gas and about to get in the car. He made really strong eye contact with me, but proceeded to sit down in his car, so I didn't think much of it. I did notice that his license plate was from New York, and me being from Georgia, I just found it a little odd. I proceed to pump my gas, and the whole time he is staring me down through his side mirrors. That's even spookier. I quickly finish pumping gas and get in the car. I start my car and purposefully take the other exit from the gas station, hoping I don't see his car follow me. At this point, I had memorized the make and model and license plate in case anything was to go wrong. Okay, go off, queen. And of course, I see his car immediately pull out of the gas station and follow me. He got stuck behind the red light and I felt relieved, but he quickly caught up.
Cool.
I started speeding to get far from him, but he was veering out of other cars' ways in order to get right behind me. I was already late to class, so I thought I would take the proper route until at least... Five times that he took the same turn as me.
Like basically she was like going in circles?
I think so. Oh, yeah. With every turn that he took, I had more and more of a panic attack. Even if he got stuck behind a red light, he still managed to find me again and stay right behind me. I was so scared and nervous. And as soon as he took the fifth same turn, I instantly dialed 911. I started explaining the story through full-on sobs to the lady on the phone. And she asked for his license plate and a description of him, which I had committed to memory at this point. She advised me to speed up and get ahead of him or take a highway route and speed up so he loses me. I instantly took an exit to a highway and finally ended up losing him. I had given up trying to get to class, so I just went home after that traumatic experience. Yeah, I would not be going to anywhere after that. 2 days later, I received phone call from my local police department. I was so confused that they were calling me, but soon I was transferred to a police officer. He started thanking me for doing my civil duty and explained that the driver of the vehicle that was following me has been on the run from New York for 1 year for murder. Apparently, he was the member of a very violent gang and the NYPD has been trying to find him for a while. I was instantly so shocked and could not believe that I actually helped them catch this guy. I felt so proud of myself for following my instincts and trusting my gut, and it's a story that I will truly never forget.
I'm shook.
Speechless.
I would be like, what do? Like, you call 911, but then like drive to the police station, right?
I feel like I would definitely get on a freeway or a highway, because then it's like,
if you're harder
on side streets, it's scary to be like, what if I like go into this neighborhood and it's like a.
But if luckily she just got gas, but I was just thinking like, what if you had like a quarter tank gas? I would go to the police station. If I was like, I'm not just gonna get on a highway and not know where I'm going.
No, 100%.
But also, I feel like a freeway, what is he going to do? What is he going to do to you on a freeway?
Well, but also, I'm like, well, you're just going to drive forever? Like, because it's just like one, that it's like so much easier for him to keep up with you because you're not stopping.
You could definitely lose him easier on a freeway, but.
You think?
Like, oh my God, I just feel like switching lanes and then get off on a random exit. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then start going random haywire. One thing I'm not doing is driving anywhere near my home.
Absolutely not.
As far as possible away.
I'm driving straight to Guadalajara.
Yeah.
So I'm saying though, if you pull up to the police, if you're on the phone and you say, can I come to the police station?
Right.
Can you guys be standing outside with guns? And then I just pull up. What is he going to do?
With guns. Right.
They show up. It's a SWAT team.
Literally.
But obviously, good for the girl for memorizing the license plate.
That's the hardest part. I wouldn't be able to know nothing.
I watched this thing and it was saying like, how good would you be at memorizing if you witnessed a crime?
Nothing.
And then they did a test. Like they're like, okay, just watch the scene or whatever. And like there was a bunch of different people. And then they're like, okay, what was the guy that was walking the dog wearing? I'm like,
nothing.
I have no clue. Literally. I was like, red. They're like, a purple shirt. I'm like,
bye.
Oh,
they're like, was the murderer a boy or a girl? I'm like, I don't know.
No clue.
Literally no idea. I'd forget my own name. I'd forget 911.
Literally, same.
I panic.
Forget 911.
Okay, I was hanging out with my friend around midnight. We were in the car around his neighborhood and we saw this lady walking nearby. We drove further down the street, still in eyesight of her, because we wanted to see what she was doing or if she was okay. She continued walking, because this is midnight, okay?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, stopped and turned directly toward us and started walking in our direction.
Boom.
She walked up to my window side pretty quickly, and we were unsure of what to do, so my friend slightly rolled down the window because it seemed like she wanted to talk to us. Also, please don't come for me. The only reason I allowed this was because I genuinely trusted that my friend would protect me if anything went south. Anyways, I honestly don't remember a thing the lady said because she was mumbling and wasn't making much sense, but I just got a weird vibe from her. My friend also got the same vibe and he eventually told her we had to get home and said goodbye. As we drove off, my friend told me he had recorded a video of the interaction. And when we listened/watched it back, we were terrified. Basically, you could see the lady, but all you could hear was intense static white noise. Keep in mind, it was around midnight in a very quiet neighborhood, and myself, my friend, and the lady were all talking at one point in the video, but something intercepted it. After freaking out and praying, we recorded another video on his phone, and it played back completely normal. Neither of us had ever had this happen to a video before, nor have we had it happen since. Truly a spooky moment, and we have no idea how it happened or who that lady was. I attached the video so you can watch.
Oh, I'm shook. No, not the video.
Okay. You need access.
Shiz.
Cool.
Okay. Absolutely not. You're lying.
Literally what?
You're kidding.
I'm shocked.
That sound is terrifying.
Spooky.
It's not even like a white noise that you would think like, oh, there was just something that happened. Like it was connected to the Bluetooth or the radio or whatever. It's like, that's the weird noise.
No, yeah. It was like intercepted or something.
Oh, the spirit realm.
Oh, whoa. No. I'm terrified.
Do you believe in aliens?
Of course he does.
Of course I do. Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
He believes that in aliens more than God even. Right?
If you want to get political, we can. I'm just kidding. No. I do. I'm like, that makes more sense to me than like God. Not that I like maybe believe in it like more than one or the other. I'm just like, the fact that people would believe in like God and then not believe in aliens. I'm like, wait, what? Like aliens are like, hey, we like literally have like proof. Like the CIA has released like literal documents of like UFOs that they like literally don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
And like, the thing with them is I'm like, people are always like, oh no, because they haven't found water on other planets, whatever. I'm like,
they don't need
how
water.
How do you know they need water?
Yeah.
I feel like
how do you know they don't oxygen? They could be completely different.
And aliens don't necessarily even mean like human aliens.
No, That's what I was gonna say. Aliens just like other like living organisms.
Yeah. Animals.
I feel like it's actually kind of ignorant to like literally be like, there is definitely no other life form on this planet than or like on any planet.
It's
than
like,
us.
Who are you?
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like I honestly, now I'm thinking about it, I don't know if I've met anyone who doesn't believe in aliens.
Oh my gosh, I feel like so many people don't. I feel like that's not really like a religious thing to like believe in.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I feel like most people are like, maybe.
I think people are now more open to it.
I think what I'm saying is I think it'd be ignorant to straight up be like, no, that definitely doesn't exist.
Sure,
when it's like, it definitely could.
Yeah, for sure.
How would you know? We don't know anything.
It's all fake. It's a simulation.
Okay, your turn.
Hi, ladies. I love the pod, and even though I tell myself I won't listen to the spooky story episode each year because I get scared during Twilight, I always do because you guys make them so entertaining, even for a wimp like me.
Twilight! You're lying.
Anyways, this happened the night after I just listened to the spooky story episode of last year.
Why are you guys opening the portal?
Okay,
the portal. We'll end it on a happy note. Don't worry.
Berries and cream.
Literally. Okay. There I was asleep, minding my own business, and suddenly I wake up because I had to pee. Nothing unusual, this can happen, so I get up and head into the bathroom. I felt a little off, but assumed it was just because I woke up suddenly. After I finish going to the bathroom, I head over to the sink to grab a drink of water, and like most people, I have a big mirror over my sink. I look in the mirror before drinking the water, and once I finish drinking, I look in the mirror again. Except this time, I wasn't alone in the mirror.
There was
a dark figure with a dark hood with ratty black hair hanging out. It's me.
And that's what we said.
I'm Chelsea from the What We Said podcast.
I'm the brunette half.
So terrifying. Okay, anyways.
Come to think of it, I've never seen a redhead ghost. Like, I've never heard of a redhead ghost.
Because they don't have
souls.
They
always have black hair. Awesome. Always comes back to bully me.
But you just confirmed the own conspiracy about redheads, that they don't have souls.
True.
It's because they're so pale. They're already ghosts.
They're ghosts while they're still alive. Amazing.
They're the walking dead. So she sees Chelsea in the mirror and then...
Yeah. I'm in the mirror. I was paralyzed with fear. Stuck there.
It sounds like you're saying, I was paralyzed with fierce.
I was looking fierce.
I was paralyzed.
I
looked so fierce in the mirror. I didn't know what to do. Chelsea over my shoulder. That's what we said.
And I didn't even care because I was slaying.
Was I slaying or was I about to be slayed? Stay tuned.
That's giving. Did you ever watch Scream Queens?
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, a slay of a show. Before its time.
Yes,
before its time.
It was so good.
I wanted it
Ariana
to keep
Grande
going.
Ariana Grande in that. Ugh, like when she, so the good. Devil's like about to kill
yes.
her.
Yes. And then what's that main girl? Emma Roberts?
Yes.
So good. So slay. Good.
I need to
so
watch slay. That. Is that a good no, Halloween watch?
Yes, so it's a good Halloween good. Watch. Okay. And it's like spooky, but like not spooky.
Okay.
And the
it's
cast
like satire.
Is, the cast is so good,
No, the cast
too.
Is amazing. It's like Kiki Palmer, Emma Roberts, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, love.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I can't get through a sentence.
Back to the bitch in the mirror.
Anyways, I was paralyzed with fear, stuck there, not knowing what to do. Something told me the figure will open its eyes and not to look into them.
Something told you?
I closed. The spirit type.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right. You're right. I forgot about Jesus. I forgot about him. Sorry, Jason. Thank you for telling her.
Not the Hunger Games.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Again, only one sentence. Okay, I close my eyes and me being a highly religious person, pray with all my might to get that thing out of my house.
All my might? What is this, Dragon Tales?
Luckily.
Do you remember that when they had the rock?
Dragon Tales, Dragon
Didn't
Tales.
Didn't they say like something,
Come
something
along,
over a rock?
Take
like
my
with
hand.
All my might. Na, 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 yes. And oh, then like it would right. turn into a rainbow?
Yeah.
Oh, what a killer show. Anyway, I will let you finish the story.
Are wished upon a dragon scale. Come along, take my hand.
Find the note.
Let's all go to Dragonland.
Yes. Oh, what a cute show. You should
it
show that
cute.
To Case.
I actually I showed him the theme songs of all my PBS shows growing up. And they were playing.
Oh, God. Not the PBS again.
Okay.
We get it. Your parents were teachers.
Not before 2008, before the economy crashed.
Oh no, not the Great Recession. The scariest okay. thing of all.
Literally, that's the spookiest. And it's creeping up. Just kidding.
Oh, sorry.
Not for us, we're rich.
Okay, luckily it worked. The dark feeling went away and it took everything in me to open my eyes and run to my bed where I had to turn on Taylor Swift to fall back to sleep. Oh, and the best part is it was 3 a.m., devil's hour.
I'm learning a lot about this devil's
See,
hour. And suddenly a lot of things in my life are making sense.
Yeah, whenever we record these episodes, I'm just like praying that night that I don't wake up at 3 a.m. I'm like, please no.
Oh, no.
Like, I'll wake up, I just won't even look at my phone because I'm like, I don't want to know.
I'm
going to
be haunted yeah. by two cotton candy balls.
Yeah.
Yes.
You are. A few years ago, my sister had what we presumed was a demon following her for years.
Cool.
She describes it as extremely tall with dark, leathery skin.
Sounds hot.
Long arms and legs and a dog-like snout that's always smiling.
I knew I didn't like dogs.
It followed her from her apartment to her job and even after she moved into her first house. She wasn't the only one to see it. Our aunt saw it in her house and her coworker saw it at work while she was working.
Sorry?
Before she would see this figure, she would get a feeling in her gut that something was there and was watching her. One night she was at work and got this feeling as she was closing up alone. She got so freaked out that she ran to turn on the lights. Right after turning on the lights, she heard and felt a deep guttural voice say, "Do you think the light will save you?"
No.
That was the only time she ever heard it speak to her. It's been years since this happened and eventually she never saw the figure slash demon again. Our entire family has had ghost slash paranormal encounters and our grandmother's house is where most of them have occurred, even though they've had the house blessed twice. Thank you for your amazing podcast and for making my drives in life infinitely better. I hope this does not give you nightmares.
I'm shook.
Oh, that is
Do
not
you
okay.
think the light will save you? I'm so sorry.
I chills.
I think I would die in that
is
moment.
Is that a threat?
Yeah. Prove like, it, bitch.
Oh, I'm speechless.
I'm terrified. A dog-like snout.
Always smiling.
No. Uh-uh.
Do you think the light will save you? Oh my gosh. I will never be able to hear that again.
Uh-uh.
So my husband and I moved into this cute old house. My dream. I love old houses. Well, she actually said I loved old houses.
So ooh.
That's an indication of where
the story
is going.
Nashville lives in a 2002 spec home.
Yeah, honestly.
But that feeling didn't last. Honestly, a vibe. At this point. But that feeling didn't last long. Immediately when we moved in, there was a freaking kitchen cupboard that just made me feel weird. Like to the point we never used it. Always was empty. About a month after we'd been living there, I realized that cupboard door, never any other door, was always open.
Cool.
I would make it a point to shut it so that it latched, yet every time it was open when I walked back in the kitchen. Then the faucet in the bathroom would be running randomly. I would go in and turn it off. 1 hour later, it's on again. Not just dripping, like fully running. And it's one of those old faucets you have to turn hard to turn on. Then bedroom doors start opening and closing. Anyways, no. This keeps happening, but only ever when I was home alone.
She's like, anyways.
Yeah.
Like, so casual about it.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. I keep going. This continues for a few months and I'm kind of freaked out, but I can handle. I call them my nice ghost friend. Then I find out the ghost ain't that nice.
Oh, no.
One day I'm sitting at home and it's dead silent in the house. Suddenly, it's freezing cold. I feel like someone is watching me. I look up and I see an old woman in a nightgown standing in the doorway to my hallway. She smiles and walks out of sight. Obviously, I lost my mind. I started screaming, called my husband, saying someone was in the house. I got my keys and ran out of there. I called my dad to meet me because my husband was at work, and that scared the shiz out of me.
Not that. That not annoying.
Jackie, is that you? Is it my makeup artist? The spookiest thing of all.
She's like, cool, listening to this.
Anyways, continue, old lady.
I called my dad to meet me because my husband was at work and I needed to not be alone. When we meet up, he tells me at the same time as I saw the old woman in my house, he was napping on the sofa at his house and had a dream of an old woman in a nightgown. And he woke up terrified, feeling like death was upon him, and immediately worried about me. And then he got my call. We both described what she looked like, and it was exactly the same. Okay, that's terrifying.
No.
When my husband finally came to meet us, he had no idea what to do, so he took me to his dad, my father-in-law's, because he was a stake president and had him come bless my house. Why did I say it like this?
Come bless my house.
It says bless the house, but I said, anyways. His dad had never heard of
this. Oh, that scared me so bad. Did you see the light just turned off?
Terrifying. Bad lighting, the scariest thing of all. Uneven overhead lighting before noon.
Sorry, bitch. You're just going to be pink.
Cool.
What do I do? I can plug it in. But it's not really going to reach.
No, it's fine.
It's fine. This is our last story.
Yeah. This is my last one after this. Okay.
Sorry.
He blessed the house.
His dad had never heard of this happening where we live. When they walked in, my husband said the house was still freezing, like I told him, and they could feel they weren't alone.
No.
My husband packed a bag for us, and they blessed the house, and we stayed with my in-laws for a few days. When I finally had the courage to go to sleep at my house again, it felt somewhat okay, but then ghosty came back. For the first time since I saw the ghost, I sat down on the sofa exactly where I was sitting when I saw the ghost. I got a Marco Polo notification on my phone.
A Marco Polo notification? What is that?
It's an app.
It's like an app it's like voice memos.
Oh, okay.
And when I opened the app, video I sent to my friend explaining what happened with the ghost starts playing immediately. My voice in the video changed to a demonic tone, and suddenly the temperature in the house dropped again. I felt someone touch my back, and suddenly I couldn't move. I couldn't talk, nothing. I literally have chills. I start crying and try to call my sister, still frozen there, and my phone stops working. I lose service. My calls won't go through. My texts won't go through. I can still feel the hand on my back, and magically one text goes through to my sister, help. A call from her comes through immediately, and as soon as I answered, the presence that was touching me faded away. I could finally move, and I ran out the door. I sat in my car until my husband came home. We moved out 1 week later, and now I hate old houses.
Not the demonic noise?
Not the demonic tone. Like,
no.
It was a video of her, but her voice was changed.
No.
To like a...
No.
I'm very much out.
And the temperature change? That's only okay if you live in San Bernardino in July.
No.
Then make my house cold, bitch.
Yes, exactly.
And that's actually a sign that my house gets cold because I'm so hot.
Finally has a demon. Thank you.
Hires a demon to come give you AC.
Literally.
Okay, this is my last story. This story happened to me and my brother, and I still get goosebumps just thinking about it. I've nannied my little nephew since he was 4 months old, and we'll switch back and forth between watching him at my sister's house or my house. Well, one day I decided to watch my nephew at my house because my brother wanted to come over and hang out with me for the day. I had set up my nephew's playpen slash crib in my room because I had blackout curtains and felt like he would nap better there. I had the baby monitor plugged into the wall next to the playpen on a table stand because it would die if it was not constantly plugged in. The other end of the baby monitor was plugged in upstairs with my brother and me. Everything had gone normal that day. My nephew was picked up by my sister around 6 p.m. and went home. For the rest of the night, it was just my brother and me. I didn't realize that I had left the baby monitor on until something strange happened. Around midnight, my brother and I were watching a show when my brother suddenly paused the TV and told me to be quiet. I didn't understand what he was doing until I heard something coming from the baby monitor. The sound instantly gave me goosebumps. It was like something was breathing heavy into the baby monitor and then moving it across the floor. The sound went on for maybe 3 minutes. My heart and soul sank.
Did you not go check the room?
I've attached the sound of what we were hearing.
Oh, no. Was there a baby in the room?
No. She said the baby went home and they accidentally left the baby monitor there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is the sound that they were hearing.
Yeah, put it.
Uh-uh.
Sorry?
Uh-uh, not the clank. Hold on. Let's play it again.
I'm so sorry. No. Literally dragging a dead body.
Absolutely not.
That will play in my nightmares.
Okay, hold on. I'm lost.
The clank.
Oh, that clank is going to be a no from me.
Okay, I'm just confused because did they check the room after?
Well, we're still on it. Okay. Somehow I got chosen to be the one to go check it out. Here's your answer. When I went down to my room in the basement, everything seemed normal, except the baby monitor was no longer on the table stand. It was on
Goodbye.
The floor,
Goodbye.
Still plugged into the wall. I called my brother and told him that I was going to slide the baby monitor on the floor and to tell me if it sounded like the same noise. When I had barely slid it across the floor, he told me to come back upstairs because it sounded like what we had heard and the breathing noise was back. Nobody ever believes us that this happened. I did not sleep downstairs for over a month.
Here's what I will say. I hate basements. Don't have a basement. Yeah, that's so scary. My room was in the basement and I remember literally like I was in third grade. I'm so sorry. No, I would like run up the stairs.
Yes.
Like if it's nighttime, if it's dark at all, like I'm sprinting. I don't want to be in the hallway. It was at the end of like a very long hallway between like past like our storage room and like where my dad like kept his like guns and like all that. Literally at the end of a hallway. And we had cement floors in the basement. It was always cold, always scary, always spooky. When they exiled the gate of the basement, what the heck? My sister's rooms were gorgeous upstairs, natural light. What the heck? It's all making sense to me.
You're Harry Potter.
Literally. No, basements are terrifying.
Yeah, they're terrifying.
They're terrifying.
It's literally like underground. It's scary.
Yeah, I don't need to be 6 feet under.
You know
what's
weird?
Unless I'm not breathing.
This is what the proof of like ghosts and all of that is. Maybe it's because we've all seen like scary movies. We've heard scary stories. But there's a feeling when you're in the dark or when you are in a room and you don't know like what else is in there with you. Like you feel like that's like you're saying like you want to run away.
Yes.
And I feel like that comes at a pretty young age too.
Yeah.
Like before you've listened to a lot of true crime or something.
Right,
but
right.
It's like,
no, it's like a human instinct.
Bad energy that you're like, I don't know what's going on.
Ugh.
Absolutely not.
I can't imagine like being like back in the olden days when it's like all you had like was candlelight.
No, that's
how do you get
thinking.
Anywhere? Because you can't even run because then the candle blows out.
Yeah, even on this show that I was just watching, like when scary things would happen, it would literally give me anxiety. Maybe I just have a phone addiction, but they never like had their phone with them because that's just an instant flashlight.
Right,
like I
right.
always, if I have to go out, even in the middle of the night, I always bring my phone to like see around. I'm not just
also
gonna,
if
like,
I need to call 911.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I always bring my phone to go get something from the kitchen or go into my office or anything at night, and like I shine the light. And in the show I was watching, it would be like that would just be pitch black and the guy would be like wandering through the halls like trying to like, and I'm like,
terrifying.
Get your phone.
Get
I'm
your
terrified.
Phone.
Like, you need light. I'm terrified.
No, literally.
I can't imagine not having electricity and or whatever, all the power just going out or something and you genuinely don't have light. Like you said, candlelight.
Yeah,
or something.
Everyone make sure you have a flashlight in your room because if your power goes out and your phone's dead, you screwed.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is spooky.
That imagine that. Your phone's dead. Laptop dead, power goes out.
The spookiest thing, not having access to TikTok. I'm an addict.
Literally.
Well, that was it, guys. Do we have any like anything sweet we can end with so that they're not terrified?
If you wake up at 3 a.m., run.
Run for the hills.
Leave.
Literally turn on Housewives immediately.
What's your favorite feel-good show? Housewives?
Probably Housewives, yeah.
That you turn on if you're like spooked a little?
Yeah, Housewives.
Here's the thing. A good show that's happy has the power to make you feel comforted.
Yes.
And I stand
by
that.
Because it just gets your mind off of things, you know?
Yeah. I would always watch like Friends or just something happy when if I ever was scared at night.
I was watching a scary show last night right before bed. And then I was like, I got to get on TikTok or something. Like
TikTok does the trick too.
Not really.
I'm on some dark sides
of
TikTok.
Not if your phone listens to you because it's listening to the show. And then all of a sudden I get all these murder TikToks.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Like,
her
awesome.
FBI agent is working extra hard.
Yeah, literally. They're like, ooh.
Let's spook her more.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
no.
I should have watched something else. Or like a YouTube video.
Yeah, YouTube, like vlogs, happy vlogs of people that you like. Yeah, that's a good way. So if you're feeling spooked, go listen to one of our like happy feel-good episodes, okay?
Oh, one of mine. The Tide Bridge Podcast.
Yes. To tell everyone where they can listen to your podcast and everything about it.
The Ty French Podcast. My name's Ty French, and it's my podcast. That's why it's called The Ty French Podcast.
Your intro song is a banger.
It
is. Thanks. Honestly, everyone's like wanting me to make it a real song, and I'm like, I need to learn how to sing first, but okay.
The Ty French
podcast. Oh, it's so good. Have you been liking the podcast life?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I think it's just like so fun.
Okay, it's terrible.
Another one bites the dust.
Another one of our lights went out. We had lights to make us look cuter in our videos, but they both went out at this point. So
it's spooky.
Some spooky lighting.
Yeah.
No, but I love it. Podcasting's fun.
Do you feel like it's more exciting, or do you feel the need to come up with? I don't know, like coming up with ideas, are you like, oh yeah, it's crazy?
So far, no. Like, I'm only 10 episodes in, but it's definitely like a lot more work than I thought. Like, you definitely have to like prepare a lot. Like, I think because you guys have each other, so you guys can like bounce off of each other. But a lot of my episodes so far have been solo. So. Yeah.
Which, to be honest with you, I love your solo episodes.
Really?
Like, you are someone who can completely pull off having a solo podcast where you could talk for 2 hours. Like, I was crying laughing at your Paris.
Laughing so hard.
Thanks. No, it's fun. But yeah, those ones I just definitely have to like prepare more. Because I have to like basically write out what I'm going to say. Yeah. So I don't get like sidetracked. But no, it's been fun. We'll see where it goes.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
We'll see if I keep it up.
If I keep it up. Here's the thing. I know how many of you listen to What We Said podcast. And I know how many people listen to mine. So the ones who don't listen to mine are fake Valley Girls. That's all I'm going to say.
Fake.
We're also recording an episode with Tyson on his podcast too this week.
Doing a little the same
week. So
yeah, it'll be live tomorrow. Yeah. If you're listening to this on Tuesday.
Yeah, it'll be live on Wednesday. Yes. So that'll be so fun. And we have alternate costumes. So you guys gotta wait to see those.
The scariest ones of all.
Those ones are gonna be really spooky.
It's gonna be real good. Thank you guys so much for listening. Go follow Tyson. Go listen to his podcast. Everything's just at Ty French, right?
Yeah.
And then go follow our podcast Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. You can be a part of all of our story episodes. You can see what we're up to. You can see pictures of our costume and all that stuff. We love you guys so much. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, spooky Halloween.
'Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.